What's up? It's Zip Dub coming back to you with my week three picks for the 2018 NFL season. And without further ado, let's get into it with Thursday Night Football. New York Jets hit the road to take on the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland coming into this one 0-1-1 after a narrow and heartbreaking loss last week to the New Orleans Saints. Meanwhile, last week, Jets, fresh off of their Monday night season opening win, took the loss with Sam Darnold, their rookie quarterback, struggling. And I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns in this one to get the win at home and pick up their first win of the 2018 season. Their defense has been playing pretty good to start the season so far, and I think they finally make enough plays to pull out the W. Our next game on Sunday, starting at noon, kickoff, it's the Saints traveling to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Falcons beating the Carolina Panthers last week. New Orleans scraping by and beating the Cleveland Browns at home last week as well. Both these teams coming in 1-1, and I'm going to take the Falcons at home to get their second win of the season over Drew Brees and the Saints. Just think the Falcons offense a little too much for that Saints defense that's really taken a step back from where they were last year. Our next game, it's the Green Bay Packers hit the road to take on the Redskins of Washington. Both teams with one win thus far. Washington 1-1, Green Bay 1-0-1, coming off that 29-29 tie they had last week against the Minnesota Vikings. And I think the Packers are going to go into Washington and win this one. I know Aaron Rodgers is playing at about 75-80% right now, but that's still better than most of the quarterbacks in the NFL, and I don't really think the Redskins are that great. Alex Smith, love him, but maybe a little too conservative. Pull this one out over Aaron Rodgers and the Pack. Next game, Indianapolis Colts at Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz coming back, their MVP caliber young quarterback, take on Andrew Luck, who's working his way back as well from injury. Both these teams coming in at 1-1. And I think Philadelphia at home with Carson Wentz coming back and fresh off that Super Bowl celebration, just too much for the Colts. They're going to take that. Our next game, Buffalo Bills and Minnesota Vikings. And this one, not going to talk about it too much. Shouldn't be really that close. Minnesota, miles and leagues better than the Buffalo Bills. I don't think they have any idea what they're doing besides being able to body slam themselves through tables during their tailgate parties. Pregame. Minnesota should take that one easily. Our next game, Oakland Raiders and the Miami take on the Dolphins. Dolphins surprisingly 2-0 to start the young season. Meanwhile, John Gruden's Raiders have struggled out of the gates to an 0-2 record, but I think they finally pick up their first win this week. I'm not so sold on Miami. I know they're 2-0, but how good they are. I don't think they're quite that good. I feel like Gruden and the Raiders go into Miami, get their first win of the season. Next game, Denver Broncos and the Baltimore take on Ravens. Ravens came back down to earth a little bit last week on Thursday Night Football. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Flacco struggled a little bit and probably feeling the pressure a little bit as well from Lamar Jackson, who they drafted this year to possibly replace him. And Denver Broncos, also another surprising 2-0 team. While I think they have a really good defense, still not sold on Case Keenum being their starting quarterback. I think the Ravens are going to squeak this one out at home in a close one. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals at Carolina taking on Cam Newton and the Panthers. Cincinnati off to a 2-0 start. They looked really well last time we saw them on Thursday Night Football against the Ravens at home, but think they have a tougher time with Carolina's defense, which is really good, and Cam Newton makes too many plays. I think the Panthers are going to take this one at home to get their second win of the season. Our next matchup pits two 0-2 teams against each other. It's the New York Giants and the Houston Texans. Giants looked really awful last week on Sunday Night Football. Looked like they should be banned permanently from ever playing a primetime Sunday night game again. Offense struggled. I know Saquon Barkley had 14 catches out of the backfield, but they went for basically 3 yards. Meanwhile, Houston, I think they're finally going to get things together. Sean Watson finally has a good game here at home. He's got his full allotment of receivers, Will Fuller and DeAndre Hopkins out there as well. So look for Houston to win that one at home. Next game, it's an AFC South matchup between the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags off to a 2-0 start and off one of the biggest wins of the early season so far, beating the Patriots last week at home. Tennessee, meanwhile, knocked off the Houston Texans last week to get their first win of the season. I think that Jacksonville defense may be the best in the league, maybe one of the best defenses we've seen in several years. I think they're too much for Marcus Mariota or Blaine Gabbert, whoever is behind center for the Tennessee Titans this week. And Jacksonville going to take that one at home this week. Our next game, it's the Kansas City Chiefs home opener taking on the 49ers of San Francisco. Chiefs off to a 2-0 start behind the brilliant arm of Patrick Mahomes. 10 touchdowns, no interceptions so far this year. Meanwhile, San Francisco coming off beating a lowly Lions team at home, barely squeaking that one out as the Lions made a furious fourth quarter comeback. And they may have Jimmy Garoppolo, who could be pretty good. Looked a lot better last week than he did week one against Minnesota, but that defense is still not very good. I feel like Patrick Mahomes has another good day against that pretty weak 49ers defense, and the Chiefs take this one at home. Our next game, it's part of the afternoon slate. It's the battle for L.A. Well, kind of. L.A. Rams 2-0 on the season, fresh off a beatdown against the Arizona Cardinals last week. Take on the L.A. Chargers, who themselves beat down Buffalo in Buffalo last weekend. And I think the Rams just too much right now. They're a pretty complete football team, one of the best in the NFC. Definitely contenders to go to the Super Bowl as the season stands right now. And that Chargers defense still waiting for Joey Bosa to come back. But I think the Rams just have too much firepower in this one. They take that one at home in the first edition of the Battle for L.A. this season. Our next game, it's Dallas Cowboys heading the road to Seattle take on Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Seahawks look absolutely awful. Russell Wilson running for his life behind probably the worst offensive line in the league just the other night on Monday Night Football against Chicago. Dallas still kind of trying to figure things out. They beat a Giants team that looks like they've taken a step back from even where they were in 2017. So not real sure what to make of the Cowboys this far this season. So I think I'm going to go with the Seahawks, Russell Wilson and his team to finally put a complete effort together at home and take down the Cowboys. Our next afternoon game pits the Chicago Bears at 1-1, heading to Arizona to take on the Cardinals, who are looking like they're going to be fighting for the first pick in the draft this coming year. They looked absolutely awful against the Rams last weekend. And meanwhile, the Bears defense looking legit, looking really good. If Mitch Trubisky can get out of his own way, I think the Bears should be able to take this one easily in Arizona and pick up that road W. Our Sunday night football game, it's the New England Patriots hitting the road to take on the Detroit Lions. And Lions looked a little better in the fourth quarter last week against a very weak 49ers team. Almost came back and picked up that W. Meanwhile, the Patriots kind of got punched in the mouth last week as well. Went down to Jacksonville, took on the Jaguars in a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. Really had a tough time dealing with that stingy Jacksonville defense, but I think they'll have a much easier time this week against Detroit's very bad defense thus far. Look for the Patriots to take one that one handily. And Monday Night Football, it's the completely dysfunctional Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks and their Fitzmagic. And I don't see that Fitzmagic slowing down anytime soon. I think the Buccaneers are going to be able to take that one easily. And there you have it. That's my week three picks for the 2018 season. If you want to play along with me, you can head over to bigdog979.com and sign up for Pro Football Pick'em. And until next time, thanks for listening. See ya.